Velcro for the good. As our ancestors evolved, they had to respond to things that mattered, that were salient. Is it a stick? Avoid it. Is it a carrot? Approach it. Is it a friendly member of my species? Attach to it. Consequently, the brain evolved a salience network that reacts to good news, like the face of a friend, and to bad news, like the smell of smoke inside a building. This network tells you what's relevant, what you should care about and remember. Its messages guide the executive control network, centered in the prefrontal cortex behind and above your forehead, which shapes your actions, words, and thoughts. If you've been stressed, your salience network becomes sensitized to bad news. Now you're on red alert. This negative sensitization might help you survive, but it also makes you feel bad and overreact. On the other hand, by taking in the good, you could sensitize your salience network to good news, in effect putting it on green alert. Your brain can become sensitized to the good in a variety of ways. The upper and frontal parts of your cingulate cortex are like an internal bell that rings if you deviate from a goal or plan. Better get back on track. Regularly looking for opportunities to take in the good could train this part of your brain to keep aiming you in the direction of positive experiences. Or take the insula, which is continually listening, in a sense, to your body as it tells the brain how it's doing. The central functions of your body are usually doing just fine, even if there are some aches or a wonky digestion. Repeatedly tuning into a mild but pleasant state of physical well-being, such as experiencing that there is plenty of air to breathe, could sensitize your insula to a viscerally important positive experience that is available with each breath. And, of course, there is the amygdala, in many ways the hub of the salience network. Your amygdala reacts to both bad news and good news. Less amygdala reactivity to the bad would help you feel less anxious or angry, but it would not by itself make you more happy. For that, you need stronger reactions to the positive. You need what Will Cunningham has called a joyful amygdala. In terms of amygdala activation, people seem to belong to one of three groups. Some react equally strongly to positive and negative stimuli. Others have a grumpy amygdala that reacts more to negative stimuli than to positive ones. Risks and pains have more impact than opportunities and pleasures. A third group has stronger amygdala reactions to positive stimuli than to negative ones. These people, the ones with a joyful amygdala, are more focused on promoting the good than on preventing the bad. This is called an approach orientation, which has numerous benefits for physical and mental health, relationships, and success. These people also have relatively high positive emotions compared to people in the other two groups. In fact, these happier individuals have more amygdala stimulation to the nucleus accumbens, a control center deep in the brain that initiates actions toward a person's goals. In effect, happiness encourages us to take practical steps toward our dreams. Why would the brain have evolved the capacity to turn a grumpy amygdala into a joyful one? The amygdala quickly becomes sensitized to negative experiences through vicious circles involving the stress hormone cortisol. This helped our ancestors survive in tough conditions by highlighting the threats around them, making their brains like Velcro for the bad. But in good conditions, whether in the jungle millions of years ago or in the lives of most people today, it would be adaptive for survival to sensitize the amygdala to positive experiences, which would heighten the approach to opportunities and help make the brain like Velcro for the good. Positive experiences, especially if they have a sense of freshness about them, increase the release of the neurotransmitter dopamine. While you are taking in the good, you typically prolong dopamine inputs to your amygdala. These sustained releases of dopamine make it react more intensely to good facts and experiences, with associated signals to your hippocampus saying essentially, "This is a keeper. Remember this one." In sum, whether through your cingulate cortex, insula, amygdala, or other parts of the salience or executive control networks, Repeatedly taking in positive experiences will likely make your brain stickier for them, which will increase your positive experiences, making your brain even stickier in a positive circle.